I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
JJ and Joanne Show, Wednesday morning. Earlier, we were talking about the movies coming out. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure number 3. Mm-hmm. That's coming out in August, by the way. Theaters opening up on Monday, as we suggested. But we also stumbled across this list of movies that were actually box office flops, but then went on to have great success in the world of DVRs and DVDs and everything else. They became cult classics.
Fascinating.
The list that you guys are about to unveil, every, and I mean every single one of these movies, is in like my top 25.
Is it really?
Without question, some of these shaped my life.
But did you see them in the theater or only on DVR, DVD?
I saw two of them in the theater.
Okay. All right. Now, this list, we're not going to go through the whole thing because there's like 13, 15 of them, but we got some of them.
The first one we're going to mention, Jason, if he saw it in the movie theaters, he would have been illegal because it was a very controversial
thing. It was NC-17 when it came out.
Yes. Starring Elizabeth Berkley. We're talking about the movie Showgirls. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Berkley, graduate of North Farmington High School and a previous student at Cranbrook Academy.
And she was Jesse Spano on the Saved by the Bell series. I mean, oh my gosh. And she got naked.
Yeah, well, that's part of the problem. See, this was the first time Showgirls came out, the sex and nudity-laden film given a controversial NC-17 rating, which probably helped it to become the bomb that it was at the box office, but it's since become a cult classic.
Whenever they show it on, I don't know how much often they show it now, but they used to show it like on TBS and TNT. And it was just like, you couldn't even watch it because it was just like...
Yeah, they cut everything out of it, right?
Four fifths of the movie gone.
Yeah, it used to be 3 hours long. It was 10 minutes. Now it's 15 minutes. Exactly.
Another cult classic that apparently did not do well in the theaters is Office Space. Great. Uh-oh.
Sounds like
movie.
Somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
I love the line. We're going to need you to go ahead and come in on Saturday.
Joanne actually told Michael Bolton that she celebrates his entire catalog when she met him in person.
I did. Well, we did an interview with him because that's another line in the movie. One of the characters' name is Michael Bolton. The guy goes, I celebrate your entire catalog. So didn't do well. Apparently not marketed well by Fox. And then it came out on DVD a couple years later. And within 2 years of the original release, it was like it made $6 million in DVDs. And people, it really has become kind of a cult classic since then. So
I don't know if you guys have seen the next movie on the list. It's one of my favorites. This is one that I did see in the theaters. And I've watched it many times. I actually own the DVD, the Blu-ray of this. I mean, even though it's streaming all the time.
Yeah.
And that movie is Fight Club.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
That's right.
Big Lebowski makes the list as well.
Yeah, well, the dude abides.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is going to kill you. The last two movies, you guys are never going to believe that these movies were box office kind of duds and turned out to be cult classics. Okay, ready for this one?
Ready.
Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
You
seriously?
Get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
How about that? That's so first crazy. Of all, it had a three, movie. A spectacular $3 million budget. It only, I think it was like $7 million worldwide in the theaters. And then, of course, later on, is it when it came out on DVD, it became what it is today. But can you imagine that?
It would have been
only
VHS
$7
back
bucks.
Then.
Yeah, or Beta, maybe, right? No, I think VHS had won by then.
This is the one that I challenged you on earlier, and you had to go dive deep and dig deep about the facts of this movie because I refuse to believe this thing did not have a good box office.
This is in my top three without question.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it sucked at the box office.
Shawshank
Redemption.
I have to remind myself that some birds aren't meant to be caged. Their feathers are just too bright. And when they fly away, the part of you that knows it was a sin to lock them up does rejoice. Mm-hmm. I guess I just miss my friend.
Iconic line right there. I guess I just miss my friend.
That movie was so, so good. And here's the deal. It only earned $16 million during its initial theatrical run. That's it. Now it's grossed like $58.3 million, they say.
Oh, I love it so much.
Isn't that crazy?
I saw that in the theater, too.
Everybody's DVR as well.
One of the best. Wow.
Good morning.
It's JJ and Joanne. And Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.